Jonathan got tired of drumming. What do you think about coming back to the last refrain at the end of a couple rounds of jamming? Is that finished?
Oh, absolutely.
You guys kept up with that pretty good. I kind of threw that in there. It's a curveball.
You mean, I don't know what? Yeah.
That was kind of an audible. I had a read option on that.
You just send it right up the middle like you do every play.
Right? Get negative yardage.
What's next, boss?
Stop dragging, what's so funny, and surrender. So we're not... Are we going to do stop dragging? So here's my thought. If Emma wants to come back, we should keep going with it. But if we can't do it without Joe or something like that, then we'll...
I'm trying to remember how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, so... We could do a little Jimi Hendrix version. Like a Purple Haze stop dragon.
Alright. Well,
should we finish What's So Funny and then go into Sit and Wait and Wishing, Hey Bulldog, and the new ones?
I don't know Hey Bulldog yet.
Hey Bulldog! Well, it's so easy. We can play with it.
Okay, let's finish with the. Do we want to do Mary Jane? I thought we needed Joe for that. Do we? We got the harmonica part here.
But anyway, I'm relearning that part too. I've been playing it wrong. It's got a shuffle beat to it, and I really have to capture that.
Okay. Do we want to wait till?
No.
Is it December or? While we're switching guitars, what's the schedule like starting next week?
I'm out on the Thanksgiving.
I am out the 9th and the following 17th, I guess.
Okay, so maybe the last week of November?
Not December, not November.
No, but the last week of November, people are here? Thanksgiving weekend is a no.
2nd of December is a weekend too.
And then I'm going.
That might be that weekend.
I'm going through the 20th. The 2nd.
Okay, so the Saturdays coming up are the 18th, which is next Saturday. So next Saturday. Are we here or no?
Next Saturday.
18th.
Yeah, I'm here. Joe's here.
Okay. So let's propose that. The 25th is a no. The 2nd, you said there's something going on?
I'm here.
Okay.
And it's the 2 weekends after that I'm on my own.
All right. So December 2nd, we could practice. So we'll propose the 18th and the 2nd, and then it looks like December's shot. Because the 16th, I'm Star Wars. Watching Star Wars at 9 a.m. You're out anyways, so a couple of us are out. The 9th. I'm old enough to remember standing in line for episode 4.
He's
not old enough.
Yeah, you're right, he was 77.
77. He's... Wham, wham, baby.
Yep.
In Santa Clara?
No, in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
She was quite pregnant. And so she said, "This bullshit, I'm not standing."
Mostly pregnant.
So she walked up front, she goes, "I need to sit out."
So, Omer, if you can imagine, I don't know if you've heard the... I don't know if you've heard from people who experienced Star Wars. You stood in line for not the next show or the show after that. You stood in line for the show after that. So two people were watching two times the movie would run before you would get in. And that went on like that for like 6 months. There was a line every weekend, so just snaking through parking lots.
At the time, I worked at Bellingham Herald, and they gave me a roll of tickets and said, give these out to paperboys, be generous, so they can go see a movie. I was in charge of the paperboys in the Northern County. So I was just handing out, you guys seen Star Wars? No, well, hey, take your friends. I'm just handing out tickets. So friends would come over and would go, have you seen Star Wars? No. I've got tickets. Let's go. We probably saw 15, 16 times. Yeah. It's crazy.
That movie played in the biggest screen in San Jose, Century 22. And it was a three-screen complex, but there was a huge mega panorama screen. It played there for 18 months straight. And it was... It saved Hollywood. Jaws and Star Wars saved Hollywood. No, well, I thought we were going to do Mary Jane.
Ready?
A little too much. There you go.